Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 on Smile 90.4 FM.
When this guy's in town, it's first of all, it's a rarity, right? He comes into town and it's normally such a fleeting visit that he's in and out. We never get to spend some time together, bar for maybe 5 or 10 minutes of his time when I bring him into studio and chat with him. Roger Mackin from Canon South Africa. It's lovely to have you in studio with me, my friend.
Good morning. Yeah.
Good morning. And a very good morning to Gerald Langton as well. Good morning, Gerald. Lovely to have you here
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, thanks for having us here.
Accomplished a director and creator of fabulous TV that we're going to see in the next week on our screens in South Africa. And again, another great initiative where you're going, look, the phone isn't the be-all and, you know, it isn't when it comes to photography. You want the real deal.
You know, for sure, and we're really excited to be part of this project again. I mean, we did Perfect Picture last year as a sponsor, and this year we decided we're going the whole hog, and we're now the full creative of the entire show from the ground up. And it's really exciting, as you mentioned. You know, the world, the camera that everybody has with them is whatever the phone's in the pocket.
Sure,
and we get that, we understand that. That's not a saga. But there's those moments in life where you need a proper camera. And what we've done, we've grabbed a bunch of celebrities whose entire existence is imagery, as you well know. I mean, it's all about the gram. It's all about the social media.
You're talking to Mr. Influencer over here on your left.
Content is king.
Absolutely. And you know, the phones are fine for everything you do. But there's things where you need that just... that bit better.
Absolutely.
And so we threw them in the deep end. Gerald gave them, geez, how long did you train them for? Like a day?
Yeah. I had the daunting task of training them for about 2 hours, and some of these guys had grabbed the camera for the very first time. So, you know, in a room full of these celebrities, you know, they're also meeting each other for the first time. So there was a lot of interesting stuff going on there.
Obviously, things are under wraps because no one's seen what's going on yet. So you're telling them at the same time, these are people that make their living using their mobile or phones or whatever device takes pictures with to create a living. And they're all dying to take selfies and get pictures. You're going, whoa,
put those away.
Exactly.
We're not here for that.
And now we're showing them how to use shutter speed, aperture, how to control lighting and the exposure triangle.
Yes.
For the first time, and a lot of them are looking at it like it's alien.
Yeah.
But it was a great experience from the start.
We see content creators, the big ones, the big global ones, don't use their mobile devices, and that is a sign already. So if you are following trends globally of some of the biggest names, and I'm not just talking about influencers, I'm talking about sporting celebrities, people that have, they are using proper cameras to get the ideal shot. And here's the cool thing about being any kind of content creator. When you go out to take pictures of your kids' a soccer game tomorrow, you are a content creator.
Yeah.
Why? Because you're going out to create a memory of your kids playing football. So what's your go-to? You know it's in your pocket. You pull your camera out or your phone out and you snap, snap, snap. Only to realize later on that when you start to pinch and zoom on the screen, that the picture that looks great when it's on your screen in full format is amazing. But when you start to go in and let me see Yanni kicking a ball, all you see is a blur kicking a ball. And you go to yourself, I can promise you this is Yanni and he is kicking the ball. And you go, no, if you had shot that on a proper camera, you would have been able to zoom in, crop, and do whatever you like.
Absolutely, and it's not just about the zoom. I mean, the zoom's the greatest example. I see the moms at the kids' school concerts, and they pinch, and there's 20, 30, 40 kids all in the same clothes, all in the same uniform, all with the same skin tones, etc. They're all sitting there going, which one of these is yours?
You know? Yeah, yeah.
And from that blob in blue and pink and brown and grey and whatever it is on the phone, you've got a shot. It's not only about that. There's a lot of other things, like, you know, being able to use Studio Flash.
Sure.
I mean, they brought me in on one of the shoots and said, you know, teach these guys how to use Flash in the next half an hour. I'm like, I've been doing this for 40 years. I don't know how to use it. Like, I know how to use Flash a bit, but I'm like, you know, to teach somebody how to use Flash, basically. And, I mean, we threw these guys in the deep end. I mean, they had... this amazing new camera, the EOS R8.
Oh.
I mean, you've been a bit of a fan of that for the last couple of weeks.
That is my go-to.
And I mean, I thought I liked the camera until I saw what these guys were doing with it. And I'm like, holy wow, this is amazing for a camera that is traditionally sort of an advanced enthusiast type of thing.
Yeah.
Delivering amazing results. And then I have confidence in what my camera is capable of doing, but I'm a full manual guy. None of this automatic crap, you know. And we put these guys in auto, put the flashes in auto and said, okay, move it closer if you want it brighter, move it further if you want it softer. Take the diffuser off if you want harsh light, put the diffuser on if you want soft light, leave everything on auto and go for it. Wait till you see those results.
Oh, man.
I was thrown.
Gerald, you've had a bit of time between shooting and now it hitting the screen for people to watch and follow the journey. We speak about the fact that it's a week to go before it airs. Yeah. What day, what channels, how do people get to see this and follow the journey?
No, absolutely. So it's going to air on ETV, 23rd of July at 5 p.m.
Nice. So prime time, nice. Yeah, how absolutely. Long is the each episode?
So each episode's about an hour. There's a repeat every Saturday at 5:30 p.m. on eReality.
Okay.
And we also have a micro website. We've got a YouTube channel where the episodes are going to be loaded. So please go and subscribe to the YouTube channel. That's going to be amazing. You can catch up, see what's going on. And again, like right from the start, we've got such an amazing mix of celebrities.
Yes.
It's going to be a blast.
I see the spinning off, and Roger and I have had a partial conversation about this, but I see the spinning off into mini pop-up events around South Africa.
Indeed.
Where you can not only follow the journey by watching it, but you yourself can come along, pick up an any of the R range, the R100, R8.
Yeah.
I mean, I speak about the R8 being my... there is nothing better in the world than the R8 right now in terms of cameras. That is my... That is the be-all and end-all ever. It's full frame. It's tiny. It does every single thing. Do you know what? Since the R8, I've put the R5. I'm sorry, everybody.
No.
I've just put right. a little bit to the go to it. It's there. It's got plenty more pixels, but the R8 is. But the important thing is for people to utilize technology that's there and that they're getting their hands on. I see this event going around the country and being a pop up where people can get one on one guidance on how to utilize the technology.
That's something we are planning for this sort of fourth quarter of the year. Watch this space. And again, if you subscribe to the YouTube channel and following us on social, not only Canon RSA but also social the Perfect Picture.
People are asking what celebs, what can you tell us yet, or would you have to wait?
No, the celebs have been announced. I can give you a couple of the names out there. There's Jonathan Boynton Lee, Zahira Marti, Shego. Please excuse my pronunciation.
Yeah. Yeah.
I am English. You know? I don't say things as bad as Sepo. But Chego Koke, La Sizwe. Oh my God.
Oh,
that character. Yeah, I was larger than life. Yeah. You wait. Leander Mzazi, Gugu Kati, Anele Zondo. Wow, that was amazing. Nomvelo Makanya, Crystal K. Oh my God. We put people in the room that had already been on reality programs and had issues. And they were like in the room together. We're going, oh, sure. We didn't know about
know
this.
About so this. Please behave.
And it was fab. They were amazing because they kind of realized this is totally and utterly different. It wasn't actually about them.
Yeah.
It was about creating images.
Absolutely.
And I think they astonished themselves in how amazing the pictures that they could get without really knowing. I'm not going to knock any pro photographer. Pro photographers study for a while and they put a lot of money in the gear and they know their stuff.
They know their stuff, yeah.
And they can deliver astonishing results.
Yeah.
But these guys were blown away by how much they could learn in a very short amount of time and what they could get.
Yeah.
We've got our host, Mr. Maps, eh, Rog?
Maps is the host.
What a rock star.
So you guys, I must rethink my portrait mode on my iPhone now. That is not the quality that I actually want.
you want a bit more depth and a bit more,
Canon's got you.
Listen.
This is exactly the response that we want.
Yeah.
So this show, The Perfect Picture, actually came from the Netherlands.
Yes.
And at the same time where the entire world was changing over smartphones and camera sales were declining.
Mm.
And like on a massive scale. And people don't really kind of realize, if we go back to 2012, which was the big year for camera sales, all of the companies in Japan shipped 120 million cameras out of Japan.
Sure.
10 years later, in 2022, it was 9 million. 110 million cameras a year disappeared out of Japan. And that's all because of smartphones.
Yeah.
And most of it is the little sort of compact, the Mick and Drick, the average kind of phone that people have.
Mick and Drick.
And like this is essentially what the phone has replaced. And that's fine.
Yeah.
But when you want to do something a little bit more serious, you need to have one of these things. And we've seen a resurgence since 2018, 2019, once we started going that mirrorless route.
Yeah.
And as I say, this started in the Netherlands. And in the Netherlands, they didn't have this massive drop because Perfect Picture in the Netherlands, they're on about season 10.
So they've had a constant reminder of how important it is.
Massive regeneration in photography.
People,
they didn't have this massive decline. And Perfect Picture is the only reason. It's now their top two, top three most watched reality program in the Netherlands. they come here every year. They do. They film two or three wildlife episodes here in Cape Town. Believe it or not, there's wildlife in Cape Town. Who knew? You know?
it's not just the drivers, you know.
Yeah.
Roger, I'm so excited about the show. We're going to put it on socials. We're going to get a picture now with Roger and with Gerald, who joined us. Gerald Langton, thank you so much. Roger Mackin from Canon. It's so lekker again to see you, my friend.
Thank you.
All the best for the show and all the best for tomorrow as well.
Thank you. Yeah,
big event happening tomorrow.
Yes, yeah. The South African Photographer of the Year Awards. So, yeah.
SA Photographer of the Year Awards tomorrow. Best of luck to all the finalists.
Thank you.
Roger's had a tough job selecting a group of winners tomorrow. Can't wait for that. I
like you. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.